Once again, you are listening to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you all once again so much for tuning in this hour. We are listening to some tracks from a UK band by the name of The Clouds. And, you know, when looking into them, I really could not find a lot. It seems like they have a bit of a cult following, but not a huge one, mind you. I was able to find a MySpace page, though. And unfortunately, MySpace does not seem to be a social media site that is easily accessible. And by that, I mean, like, it's there, but only kinda? I don't know. It's hard to explain. Anyways, I am going to play a track off of the second side of this record. I believe this one is titled Snowman. Let's see where this one goes. Once again, that was Snowman by The Clouds, only on CJSF, only on Analog Archives. And we're going to be switching it up with another artist. This one, we're straying away from the UK here. This is a Canadian singer by the name of Arlene Mantle. I believe this album also came out in 1988. And it is titled In Solidarity. And I believe that this is a album that is meant to be in support of Canadian labor movements. There's actually a pretty extensive write-up on the back, so I thought I'd read it all for you to give you some background on what this album is about. All right, starting. Culture, art, symphonies, ballet, poetry. These words are often a foreign language for people who spend their days in offices and factories. The dominant culture tends to leave out working people, or worse, to create and reinforce negative stereotypes. That's why working people create their own culture. They invent their own reflections of their work and struggles. The most popular form of workers' art is music. Music communicates in a direct and personal way. The history of music in the labor movement is rich in the expression of our anger, defiance, solidarity, and joy. Music tells the tales of our working life. It is a powerful tool for organizing for change. It binds us together in our struggles. It clarifies our vision of a future of social justice and democracy. Labor balladeer Arlene Mantle is a familiar figure to Canadian workers. On picket lines, during organizing drives, at conferences and union educationals, Arlene's music has helped keep our collective spirits high and our social vision clear. On this album, Arlene and her band bring together some of our cultural building blocks. Songs like Joe Hill, Bread and Roses, and Solidarity Forever, along with a number of new recordings. Musically, the pace of the album is rich and varied, well worth many listens. The music of Arlene Mantle gives fine expression to the movement for social progress. Working with the Canadian labor movement continues to be a large part of the work of On the Line Music Collective, and it is with great pleasure that we were able, through the Canadian auto workers, to bring this album to you. There's more, but I will save that for a bit later. Let's start with some of this music. This first track off of side one is titled Together, and then in parentheses, We Have Built Our Union.
We built Canadian on the land, in the air, and on the were the rough years. We came to birth through blood, sweat, and tears. On the streets for all to see, we took on the company, fighting for the right to unionize. We organized, we struggled, we survived. '50s and the '60s, times were changing. Across the table now we firmly took our stand. Too old to work, too young to die, was the battle cry for our workers all across this land. We fought for job security and pension plans. Recognizing that we'd come into our own, it was time to make a choice that reflected our own voice. As Canadians, we've made a place to stand for each of us, every woman, every man. In the air and on the sea.
Once again, that was Arlene Mantle with Together We Have Built Our Union. This next one is with Arlene Mantle and R. Fielding. This one is titled No Free Trade.
Way they tell it, it's cut and dried. A little free trade, a big free ride.
When we were kids, we played a game. Now the Tories are playing, but the stakes have changed. The name of the game? Well, just you guess, it's the Ottawa version of Simon Says.
They've upped the ante to our sovereignty, sweetened the pot with our energy. It's not as simple as it seems to be, 'cause what we're gonna get is far from free.
No, 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 no free trade. No, 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 no free trade.
Every union man,
every union maid says,
no, 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 no free trade.
We think Brian's out of order to be making these deals across the border. What we see by the dawn's early light doesn't smell good, doesn't look right.
When we open up our history books, we see a thing called manifest destiny. They didn't get far in 1812, but with free trade they might as well.
Oh, what a future, what a fate, to be the biggest and the poorest of the 51 states. Our country's on the line, our necks in the noose. Watch the eagle hook the Canada goose.
No, 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 no free trade. No, 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 no free trade.
Every union man,
every union maid says,
no, 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 no free trade.
There'll be U.S. boats and U.S. cars, U.S. rockets to take us to Mars, U.S. songs, U.S. books, U.S. laws, and U.S. crooks. Let's take a look at the U.S. of A. I wonder what the people there have to say. Why in New York City they're lined up deep with nothing to eat, no place to sleep.
If you're under 65, then beware, 'cause they don't have no Medicare. Hospital doors will close real quick, so if you don't have the bucks, don't get sick.
Florida's looking like the wild, wild west. With all those guns, I'm not impressed. The only cowboy I want to see is riding in a rodeo in Calgary.
No, 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 no free trade. No, 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 no free trade.
Every union man,
every union maid says,
no, 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 no free trade.
Our social programs, our service industry will be tailor-made in Washington, D.C. And when you turn the channel on your TV, you may not find the CDC.
The Tories are protecting this disgraceful deal in case a future government wants repeal. If they make it binding, then we'll see. No choice for the future for you or me.
Checking it out, and on reflection, don't look at this deal with much affection. From sea to sea across this land, let's fight back and take a stand.
No, 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 no free trade. No, 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 no free trade.
Every union man,
every union maid says,
no, 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 no free trade. No,
well,
no,
Hillary,
no,
no matter
no
what
trade.
I ever sell in Canada,
no, no,
pass the biscuits,
no,
please. As I was just saying to Sink Stevens of Rock LaSalle, honesty is the best policy.
Really, Hillary, I don't believe a thing that man has to say. Lies, lies, lies. That's all we've heard from him. You remember the tuna. Absolutely, Hilda. There is no way. Free trade. I mean, I'm not into this free trade pack. If he says it's good, it can't be good for me or you, Hilda. We know that all along about these stories.
All right, once again, that was Arlene Mantle and Rick Fielding with No Free Trade. And that was an interesting song because it could have been written like a month ago. And I think a lot of that sentiment and a lot of what is touched on in that song wouldn't feel that irrelevant. And I wonder what that says. Yeah. You know, labor movements and fighting for workers' rights within Canada and within just the world in general is nothing new. But, you know, just hearing what was being talked about in that song and the specific dynamics between trade and labor movements within Canada and how that sort of coexists with the United States, it's interesting to see that in 1998, very similar in a lot of ways. Anyways, I am going to read a little bit more of the back of this cover for this album, In Solidarity, by Arlie Mantle. By the way, you were listening to Analog Archives. If you were just tuning in, CJSF's in-house archive show, where I dig into the vaults here and find records from all over and play them for all of you. So the next part of this record reads, "There are many people to thank after a production of this kind. Those who gave emotional support, listening to hours of rough mixes and helping you through the tough spots. Those who brought their skills into making the album happen. Those who inspired the creation of the songs themselves. I want to thank the following people for their inspiration and support. The CAW Toronto Area Council of Retirees for taking time from their meeting to talk with us and tell us about their work. The workers of the Catalina and Marysown fish plants in Newfoundland for their strength and their great hospitality. To the stranger from away, Trawlerman, Chess, Crib, and Sam Johnson for giving me a window on their world of 10 days at sea, two at home, and all the inshore fishermen who took the time to explain handlining, cod traps, and the struggle of wrestling a living from the sea. I also want to thank the Fishermen, Food, and Allied Workers Union of Newfoundland, especially Kevin Park and Matt Murphy, for the long hours of discussion and helpful information. A special thanks goes out to Jeanette Fennell of Clarenville, who acted as my guide for most of the time in Newfoundland, the Canadian auto workers, for their broadness of their vision and their ongoing support for Canadian artists, especially to Wendy Cuthbertson, Peggy Nash, and Tom Saunders for their involvement with this project, Sheila Miller, who listened to every song on this album at least 50 times and picked up the slack during those long days at the studio, and all my other friends who endured lesser but still marathon listening sessions, the artists who brought their talents to this album, and Rob E. Benergy, the studio engineer who made difficult moments easier thanks to his skill and refreshing personality, Catherine McKay, who did a fine job of fixing and mixing the album and who gave me the opportunity to learn more about my own voice and how to make albums. Finally, a special thank you to Anne Chetwynd of the CAW National Office for her help throughout the process and for always being at the other end of the phone." We did it. All right. That was a lot of thank yous. And I really love when older physical albums that have covers like this just extend so many thank yous, because I feel like it really exemplifies just how many people are involved in the creation of an album like this. You know, not even just the people that made the music itself, but, you know, the Food and Allied Workers Union and the fishermen who also helped inspire this album. It's really beautiful stuff. And coming up next, I'm going to be playing the next track off of the album. This one is titled Moving Mountains, once again by Arlene Mantle.
Move. All worker struggles will make the mountain move. Let's move mountains together. One worker's anger won't make the mountain move. Two workers' anger won't make the mountain move. All workers' anger will make the mountain move. Let's move mountains
actions won't make the mountain move. Two workers' actions won't make the mountain move.
This next track is titled Retiree's Waltz by Arlene Mantle and Tony Quarrington.
Me off back in 79. For 40 odd years I'd worked on the line. Said goodbye to my mates at the end of the day. Wired my last headlight and drew my last pay. I remembered the day that the union came in. We'd struggled so hard, what a victory to win. I was there from the start, served these long years with pride. There's no way I was leaving this battle behind. Through the war, the depression, and many long strikes, we banded together and held the line tight. I treasured the strength, the camaraderie. So I'm still in my union as a retiree. For it's always been me and my union. Why, it's been a whole way of life. Working for change. They just don't understand. They've gone and they've buried their heads in the sand. They wonder why I don't head south to the sun. How can I leave when there's work to be done? My daughter's at Ford, my son's at GM, both strong union members, and I'm proud of them. I taught them early to tell truth from lies, for I saw the struggle through history's eyes. For it's always been me and my union. Why, it's been a whole way of life. Working for change. Make me afraid as they try to roll back the gains that we've made. So I stand up and fight as a retiree for my grandchildren's right to a future that's free. Some of the brothers and sisters are gone, leaving a legacy to carry on. There were moments of glory, moments of pain, but it's
if I'd my life over, I'd do it again. For it's always been me and my union. Why, it's been a whole way of life. Working for change is what it's about. I left the job, not the fight. I left the job, not the fight.
Wow, I left the job, not the fight. All right, we're at the end of the hour for Analog Archives, but this last track is Our World by Arlene Mantle. Thank you all so much for tuning in this week. Coming up next, we've got Wham Bam East Fan. Make sure you stay tuned. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your week, month, and life.
I asked her why, she said,
and one last thing, until next week, peace.
I saw her at a rally way downtown. Oh, but that woman really gets around. I asked her why, she said, it's 'cause I'm into making changes. And we got to come together. Some change.